Hi, Jeff. Hi, Sophie. Thanks for joining us today here at IPR.
Hi.
Hey, Amanda. Hey, sweetie.
Hi, Dad.
Aw, hi. Oh, that wasn't Well, Jeff and Sophie Haas, we should say that you two are together in this Zoom conference that we're having, but you are not together in the same house. In fact, you haven't seen each other for several weeks right now. How's that going?
Well, my recollection, and correct me if you remember differently, Soph, is school shut down on March the 16th. We saw one another in person later that week and have not been in the same room since. Mm-hmm. We've been contacting one another daily and texting back and forth about each news in each of our lives and phone calls periodically. And then we recently started doing Wednesday afternoon window meetings at my place on State Street. Sophie comes by and we visit through the window. We both have compromised immune systems, and we are sheltering in at Sophie at her mom's and me at my wife in my place.
What's that like for you two? I mean, surely that's got to be the longest you've ever gone without physical contact with each other.
For sure. I think it's the longest my whole life we've ever gone without being in the same room. We always did Saturday brunches every week, and we always saw each other all the time, and it's very weird to be apart for this long.
Yep. In fact, for the first, 14, 15 years of your life, Soph, you shared the two homes, 3 days at each home. Mm-hmm. So she's now living at her mom's, an adult teenage decision, which I respect and support.
Both of your lives are very different right now, as are many people's lives. Sophie, you are a senior at Traverse City Central High School. What is it like being a high school senior right now?
It's pretty jarring. I think this overwhelming feeling in all the seniors is this need for closure. 12 years of education just kind of ended on a random Friday, and we had expected to have like a graduation, an honor ceremony. It all just got taken away so fast. We all just would love to see each other one last time, see our teachers one last time, walk through the halls, just this need for closure. And it's really weird because we have to pick our colleges by May 1st, but none of us are able to visit the colleges we've been accepted to. So we have to make this huge decision, and most of us haven't even been on campus. And we don't know if we'll even be able to go to college next fall.
Right, because a lot of universities haven't decided yet whether they're convening in person.
Yeah.
You've committed to a college.
Yeah. I'm going to go to K College and study neuroscience pre-med, and I'm lucky that I was able to visit early this year, because I was pretty sure that's where I wanted to go, but most people didn't have the chance to visit their college.
Yeah, we visited your mom and you and I, early mid-February? We just got in and just under the wire there before everything shut down.
And Jeff, Dad, your life is pretty different right now too, because you play music very actively in the community. Your trio plays every week at the West Bay Resort in Traverse City. And I mean, hardly a week goes by that you're not making live music. So how is it for you right now?
It's been a major adjustment. It's been an interesting time period for me. You don't appreciate it until you don't have it, right? My last gig was March the 12th with a really special, March the 12th with a really special saxophonist from Detroit, Marcus Elliott, along with Laurie Sears and my longtime colleagues, Randy Marsh and Jack Dryden. We all have been playing together for the better part of 30 years. And the first interruption in our weekly gigs that we've had in 15 years. Jazz is very much a team sport. I miss my team. But I do take comfort in the fact that I have a built-in opportunity at home here to take myself into the music world, into another world, into a world that is safe and full of peace by playing the piano every day.
Well, Jeff, you're going to play a piece for us that you wrote about 18 years ago, just before Sophie was born. Tell us about this piece and what inspired you to write it.
Well, Sophie was born on December 21st, 2001. I was 52 years old. Sophie's mom, Kate Pearson, actually, you know, obviously did the heavy work. I was really, really excited about having a child. And at the same time, a little bit insecure about it, hoping that I could rise to the occasion and be a good dad. I have since experienced some of my, how can I say it? I love being a dad, and it has brought out the best in me. Thank you very much, Sophie Haas. And so I wrote this piece 2 weeks before Sophie was born, which was just about 3 months after 9/11. So both my anxiety and excitement and my concern about bringing a child into the world at that time, I sort of channeled into this piece called Anticipating the Arrival.
Here is Jeff Haas at the piano playing a piece inspired by the birth of his daughter, Sophie Haas. It's called Anticipating the Arrival. Joining us via Zoom from his home in Traverse City, it's Jeff Haas at the piano with a piece he wrote called Anticipating the Arrival, inspired by the birth of his daughter, Sophie Haas, who's now a senior at Traverse City Central and joining us right now too. Sophie, you've heard that piece a lot in your lifetime. What's it like having this piece that was written for you?
Well, music is an important part of my foundation. My childhood bedroom was right above my dad's grand piano, and my bedroom was on the second floor and his was on the first floor. So music has always been a really fundamental part of my life, a place I can always go no matter what emotion I'm feeling. And it's definitely an honor to have a piece about me.
All right. Now, we have to talk about llamas.
Always.
I can't tell you how many times a day I utter that phrase. So, Sophie, last year you were the 4-H grand champion. I guess not you technically, Maya was, well, mm-hmm. were you and Maya together were the grand champions.
Mm-hmm.
And I confession that the camelid barn is definitely my favorite.
My favorite too.
How did you get into llamas and 4-H?
So I started 4-H 8 or 9 years ago, and I started by tapping the trees in my yard and making maple syrup. That was my first intro into 4-H. And then I met Jeff Goodwin, our club leader, and started kind of getting more into the animal side of 4-H. And they had llamas on their farm, so I kind of rent their llama. She's mine, but she's theirs also. And started working with her. My dad and I went out there. And 4 years ago, I started showing swine as well. But llamas are, it's definitely the weirdest thing I do. Makes me more well-rounded. We really enjoy going out there because there's nothing else to do but be at the farm. So maybe I have a physics test coming up or whatever is going on in school, but I can just go to the farm and be present and do obstacle courses with my llama, which is what we love to do.
And Jeff, I understand that your relationship with fairs now through Sophie and Maya is a little bit different than your exposure to fairs when you were a teenager in Detroit.
For sure, yep. My kinship with the Northwestern Michigan Fair, is that what it's called itself?
Yeah.
Northwest Michigan?
Northwest
Michigan. As Sophie said, I love going out to the farm with her. We have spent countless hours out there scooping pig poop, and who knew that pigs were such smart and social animals? I certainly didn't. And walking Maya, as Sophie said, in the woods and doing obstacle courses and whatnot, markedly different from my experience with fairs in my youth. I grew up in Detroit, and I loved growing up in Detroit back then. It was one of the cultural heydays of the city. And I got my first job outside the house as a ticket taker at the Michigan State Fair. The fairgrounds were at 8 Mile and Woodward, and it was a 4-day event over Labor Day each year that attracted, I can't remember, somewhere between 1 and 2 million people. Huge event. I was the ticket taker at the SeaWorld exhibit. And one night I heard music in the distance. And so I followed the music after my shift and came upon the band shell at the Michigan State Fairgrounds. And if you can picture this, I was at the back of the band shell, right? So when I walked around the side of the band shell, I was facing the audience. And there were several thousand people standing on those green State of Michigan park benches, gyrating in the evening breeze, dancing to the music of Motown. I came upon my first Motown review. So it was Little Stevie Wonder and Marvin Gaye and The Temptations and The Four Tops and The Supremes. And mind you, I was a very awkward kid and asocial kid. I didn't have much social life outside of school, and we weren't allowed to listen to anything but classical music in the home. So that was the first time I heard pop music. It was a revelation for me.
You were sort of drinking from the fire hose.
Indeed I was. Yeah. I loved my family. I loved my dad. He was very, very strict, you know, German Jewish immigrant, hard work, a very strong work ethic, said things like every moment has its purpose, you know, and expected me to be productive pretty much every moment of the day. One of the things that happened when I tried to listen to pop music is he would turn the radio off or pull the plug on the stereo and say, you have better things to do, or you know, there's, so on and so forth. And I don't mean it to sound as punitive as it may, but it was, he was just a strict dad. And I said to myself when Sophie was born that I would never, ever turn off the radio when she was listening to pop music. So, before she got her license, we would hang out together, running errands and driving places, and, and she would play the current, her current pop favorites for me. So for that period in time, I was sort of hip to what was going on in current pop music.
Well, Jeff Haas and Sophie Haas, we're so glad that you can join us today. Here's a question for each of you. What are you each looking forward to the most once this is all over? And you can have more than one answer if you want.
I'm definitely excited to see my dad. I'm excited to hug my friends again and say goodbye before we all spread out all over the U.S. I'm excited to mostly go to Paisano's Pizza with my friends because that's what we love to do. So I'm looking forward to getting a lunch combo with my buds.
Well, of course, I'm looking forward to hugging Sophie and being in the same room and sharing current news and talking politics and talking sociology and talking music and doing all the things that we do. I am currently somewhat quarantined from my new wife, who is living at her place out in Leelanau County. I get to go out there periodically, but because we are both immune deficient, we're not living full time together. So I'm looking forward to that happening and, reunited. What's that song, Sophie? Reunited. And of course I'm looking forward to reuniting with my musical buddies and making music for our community. And, music is a great source of peace for people. It also, I think, brings out the love and the best in all of us. So I miss sharing the bandstand with my friends and had a couple of really cool projects going when this hit. So looking forward to getting back to those.
Jeff, Sophie, thank you so much for joining us today here on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks. Good to talk with you both.